Hey, Singing Bee, to achieve success, you really have to be consistent. When people see you not posting, when you're not in the faces of other people, when you're not just there, they will feel like you're not serious. Nobody's going to take you serious. You won't grow this way. Like it is easy. But I understand. I really do understand where everybody's coming from. Everybody's coming from the place of, I don't just want you to go down like that. Can you continue what you were doing? But guys, I know you'll be shocked, but I almost gave up on this podcast of a thing. Like, it's really a long story. But I almost gave up on it because I just felt like, okay, what's the point? I've been doing this thing for a while now. I just almost gave up. That's it, because I felt like I can't keep up with this again. Not like there was anything wrong or I wasn't happy with what I was doing. Not that. But I just did not like the turnout, and it was taking a toll on me. Yeah. And then I just felt like, also, I got blocked. It got to a time I felt like, I really know what I want to do. I want to be discussing about temporary life issues and all that. I know. But then it got to a time I just felt like, this is not what I am meant to be doing. Like, this is not what I'm meant to be doing. So guys, let me be very honest. Recently it became so intense. For a while now, I have been trying to record another episode for a long time, and then I'll just feel like, no, I do not want you to do this. And I kept on praying and, you know, asking God, what exactly is the problem? Because, yeah, I know that this podcasting is my thing. It's something I discussed with you before I started, and you gave me a go ahead. So why is this happening? Why am I feeling like I am doing the wrong thing and all that? And then I just felt like I'm not getting the answer I need. Like, I really needed to understand. And then there was a time, around that time, God gave me this Bible passage, that's Psalm 27. Yes, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Yes, that's the beginning. And then the ending part says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So I just felt like, okay, God is telling me to wait on him. Okay, he's going to explain to me very soon why I am feeling this way, why I am not able to continue with this podcasting. While I was waiting, I just felt like, okay, since I'm waiting, let me be doing videos. And that's how you see videos on my Instagram page and everywhere you see. I keep on updating, because I cannot just be there, because I really want to put content out. Yeah. But then it got so intense, and then God started telling me something like, while you are waiting, you have to be of good courage. Like, when I say you should wait completely. Like, wait completely. And then I was wowed. Ha! So I will not do anything. I will just be waiting. But, little did I know that waiting is actually the best thing. Like, I actually waited, and I got from God, honestly. I got from him. That my story is enough. But honestly, guys, I really, really, really do say I am sorry. Like, I am really sorry for just going off like that, not giving you anything for a very long time. I am so, so sorry. But then, at least I am not just moving now. I have I have like my direction. The Bible says, shall you not lean in your own understanding? Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways and he shall direct your path. Like, I know where I am going now because I have acknowledged God to the fullest. And there's nothing as sweet as that. That's the best thing ever. And I am so, so glad I came to this realization. So recently, if you've been following me on Instagram, you would see that I posted a video about Colossians chapter 3 and 5. There's something God has just been discussing with me, and then he has really been placing it on my heart to put it out here, and I'm going to just use this medium to put it out. I started with Colossians chapter 3 and 5, which says, live as one who has died to every form of sexual sin and impurity. Live as one who has died to the desires for forbidden things, including the desire for wealth, which is the essence of idol worship. 6 says, when you live in these vices, you ignite the anger of God against these acts of disobedience. Wow. You know, sometimes while doing your Bible study, when you read from the middle, maybe while you were praying, God just gave you a particular Bible passage and then you just went there, okay, Colossians 3 and 5, what's there? And then you just feel like, okay. So, okay, what's this? You know, for you to have an in-depth understanding, you may want to go to the beginning. You may want to go to the beginning. And this is Paul writing a letter to... He was in prison. Paul was in prison while he was writing this letter to the Colossians. Now, Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 says, Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. Wow! This is why we are to yearn for all that is above. For that's where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. So, every other thing is a noise. Every other thing is a noise. There's no other thing that matter. Like, nothing. It's only God. And his resurrection is your resurrection too. So, you feast on... So says, yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distraction of the natural realm. I don't know if God is speaking to anybody, but while I was reading this, I just felt like God is really speaking to me. And then he was speaking to me so clear. I can really understand what he's trying to tell me here. We have to yearn for everything that is above. For that is where Christ is sitting. At the place of power, honor, and authority. Imagine, God. Like, sometimes we don't know what we carry. Let me put it that way. We don't know what we carry. We don't know how strong we are. We don't know how great we are. We feel like we are just one little thing. But we don't know, once we have Christ in us, we have everything. Everything. We are a person of power. We are a person of honor. We have authority. Because that is where Christ is sitting enthroned. He's sitting enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. And then we feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm. And we fill our thoughts. We fill our thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. We do not fill our thoughts with the pleasures of this world. We do not fill our thoughts with different distractions. We do not fill our thoughts with what we can gain from this world. But we fill our thoughts with heavenly realities. Heavenly realities. We do not fill our thoughts with things that do not matter. That does not matter, rather. We do not fill our thoughts with... I don't even know how to put it now. But We do not fill our thoughts with the distractions of this world. No. Yes, we feast on all treasures of the heavenly realm and fill our thoughts with heavenly realities. Now, this is just trying to let you understand that you... Wow, I'm so sorry, but you know, when God has given us that choice. We have a choice. Yes. We have a choice. We can actually pick what we want to fill our thoughts with. You can guard your heart. You can guard it. And then God has given us that choice to say, okay, singing bee, fill your thoughts with anything you want to be there. Okay. Take anything you want. Fulfill any of your desires. Do you understand what I'm saying? But then, you are not the one that will not say, ah, no. I want to fill my thoughts with heavenly realities. I want everything that I think about. I want everything that I say. I want everything that I do to be things that will please my Father in heaven. I do not want to do things that matters to any man on this earth, be it my father, be it my... Yes, definitely, you respect your father and your mother, definitely. But I think you understand where I am coming from. I do not want to do anything that is going to please somebody on this earth or make somebody say, oh, I'm a nice person, oh, I'm a harsh person, oh, I love you, oh, the way you are doing, I like it. Oh, no. I just want to do everything that I am doing to please God because my life depends on Him. When we want to keep something like our life depends on it, we know how we do. It's just like, see, you know, sometimes when something wants to happen, I can remember there was a time when I was in boarding school. I think that was GSS 3. There was one night while we were having our prep, I just saw people running. So, you know, naturally Nigerians now, when they are running, ha, you will run too. And then I decided to remove my shoe and I started running too. The way I are, hey God, like the way I ran, I do not believe, like, I do not believe that I could ever run that way in my life. Like, I've gone so far before everybody started saying, ha, stop running. Nothing is pursuing us. And then I felt like, oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. Now imagine that's the way we burn for Christ. That's the way we born for Him. That's the way we do everything we want to do. We make everything. We make our gaze focused on Him. We make everything that we want to do please Christ. We do not do anything for our own pleasure. We do not do anything to feel good. We do not do anything to feel happy or all right. We just do it because we want to please God. We do not do it because, okay, when I please God, He is going to give me this, He is going to give me that. But we just do it because we really do love God. It's an awesome thing to actually fill your thoughts with heavenly realities. Now, let's go back to the fifth verse of that chapter. Live as one who has died to every form of sexual sin and impurity. You know, life and death in a sentence. I don't know, that should be oxymoron or something. Life and death are like two contradicting ideas. You cannot be living when you are dead. And you cannot be dead and then you are living. That's just the natural thing. That's what we feel. But, my dear,
If you want to live, you have to die. According to my own father. If you want to live, you have to die. Trust me, I'm serving God. Before you say, who is my father? It's Jesus Christ. God is my father. Live as one who has died to every form of sexual sin and impurity. Before you live, you have to die. Now, you've not started living when you don't have Christ in you. You've not started living, you know. It is until the day you confess that, Jesus Christ, you and I will change the world. I will do this thing with you over and over again. I really do love you and I want to do everything to please you. It is until that day that you say, Jesus, take my life. Take my soul. Help me to live for you. Until that day that you confess that God, Jesus Christ, I agree and I accept that you are the one who is my father. Until that day, you are not living. Until the day you start living in Christ, you are not living. And then what is it when you are just walking and then you don't have a life? But then you feel like you know, it's a very big issue when you have a problem and you don't know that you have that problem. When you know you have a problem, you look for solutions to the problem. But when you do not know that, I have a problem, you will not even bother to look for solution. So now, back to my point. Until the day you say, Jesus Christ, I will do this thing with you till the end, you've not started living. Now, that day that you now confess that, Jesus, I give my all to you. I surrender all. Until that day, you are not living. No. So when you give it all to Christ, when you give everything up for him, when you surrender all to him, that is when you start living. And do you know, when you start living, you die. Your old self is dead. Your old self is dead. Now you are resurrecting. And that's what that verse 1 is saying. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. So the day you start living with Christ, on that day, you resurrect too. And then every old things about you are passed away. Like every old things are dead. Your sexual impurity, I don't know why that is only what is coming to my head right now. But every of the forbidden things are gone. They are dead. Dead. All dead. And then you start living. You live as one who has died. You do not feel like, hey God, me that have done this thing before. Me that have done that thing before. Who am I? Who am I to say that I want to talk about Christ? Who am I to tell people that I live for God now? Oh no! When you feel that way, you bind and cast every form of the devil. It's the devil that is trying to make you feel less of yourself. You live as one who has died to every form of sexual sin and impurity. You live as one who has died to the desires for forbidden things, including the desire for wealth, which is the essence of idol worship. When you live in these vices, you ignite the anger of God against this act of disobedience. So when you are dead to your old life and you start living, you live as one who has died to all those nonsense. Because when you don't do that, when you are there, you are giving importance to things that does not matter. It's more or less like an idol worshiping to God. When you are there doing all those kind of things, you are igniting the anger of God. Because how can you say you love God and then you are giving yourself to desires, to things that doesn't make sense, to forbidden things? So when you are for God, you are for Him alone. Honestly, I really do not know what God is trying to do. I don't know who He is trying to speak with, but He has been placing it on my heart so much. Like, it is so intense that, singing me, you really need to talk about this. Trust me, I'm more a pastor. And I think even as I was explaining, I just feel like, why God was telling me to do this? I just felt like I'm not a Bible study teacher or anything. It's not like I know how. And me, when God is speaking to me, it's just like He's speaking to me, and then I can understand it, but I cannot explain it, because the way He speaks to me, they are deeper than what words can explain. But then, who can remember the name of that stand rather? God told to tell some people some things, and then He said He could not do it all. Do you know what God did to him? Oh no. I'm talking about Moses, actually. Like, there was a time God instructed Moses to tell the Israelites some things, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, Moses. And then He kept on saying He could not do it or something like that. And then I think God said He was going to use Aaron to do that. Yes, the Bible story is correct. Yes. So it was that particular thing that I remembered, and I felt like, oh no, I will do it. No matter what, anything God instructs me to do, I will do it. And I will do it, and again, again, and again, and again, and again, till God says, stop, I will keep on doing it. I really hope God speaks to you and He gives you understanding of His word in the name of Jesus. Let's just sing this song together as I end this episode. I am your own. I am your own. Till the day You will come. Jesus, I am your own. I am your own. I am your own. Till the day You will come. Jesus, I am your own. May the Lord give you the understanding of His word. May He speak to you. And if by any chance you've lost it, you've just lost that connection, and you feel like, I am not close to God as I used to be, as soon as you encounter this audio, by the power of the Most High God that I serve, I pray that that relationship between you and God is rekindled in the name of Jesus, and everything goes on right with you, and then you see reasons to keep on moving with God. You see God investing in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. And I really do want to appreciate God for the courage. For the courage. I'm emotional now, right now. Because it took so much courage to come out here and do what God wants. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this point. I love you guys. I really, really, really do love you.